The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
9 o'clock on a Friday, we do The Sound of Merseyside, which is a fantastic little feature, and this man is at the heart of it. John Gibbons, good morning to you.
Good morning, nice to see you, Ron.
Pleasure to have you, and it's a pleasure to have these two in front of us as well. We've got Lee and Steph, who form Owls.
Yeah, hello.
Try and get close to that mic, Lee, if you can. Good morning to you. Great of you to come in. Not for the first time, I believe.
No, we were in here, I think, about a year ago for our last single, Winter. It's good to be back.
What's this one called? Summer, then?
just running through the seasons.
No.
We were saying how I think you released Winter on the first day of summer.
Yeah.
So particularly after. But I've known Owls for a while, so old friends, but obviously old friends of this show as well. Mm. So it's good when people come back and let us know what they're
up to. Is there just the two of you? Or are there more of you that
no,
we don't see?
There's just the two of us,
just
isn't it?
Just two of us in the band. Song we do work with a couple of people to produce the music, etc. So we work a little bit with Brian Campbell from Clinic. And we've just recently started working with someone called Nicholas Hertzberg from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Who we basically met on the internet, basically.
Yeah.
An ad, so.
So, yeah, we collaborate with like a lot of different artists, but kind of the soul of the band is us too, and yeah, we have a lot of people who we are quite fortunate to collaborate with. Yeah.
So how long have you been together?
Oh, is it getting on for a year and a half?
A year and a half. We were writing a little bit before that, but an active band for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, So we're still quite new, really.
I'm always staggered how people can do a band with two people. I just, I suppose because I'm a trumpet player, so I've always been like, you know, when it's been like 6, 7, even 8, things like that. But they make quite a racket for just the two of them.
That's not the right description of a racket.
I'll go with racket. You'll understand why.
We've got a tune to play shortly.
But it's even live, it's very big, and there's kind of a lot going on, and the guys use kind of like samples and stuff like that as well. And Lee's working very hard at the back there, aren't you?
Yeah. So I do trigger some live samples, etc., to beef the sound up, and we try to get a full band sound.
Yeah. Is there a particular type of music that you focus on, or something that's your genre, so to speak?
We kind of classify ourselves as experimental, so nothing's ever a no. We just kind of run what kind of feels natural to us. So we kind of sit under the experimental kind of alternative genre. But I think that's quite nice because creatively, you know, we're not sort of pigeonholed into any things that we can and can't do. You know, as I said, we just kind of run with what we feel at the time when we write, which is quite nice.
Gives you a bit of freedom and license to express yourself in any manner whatsoever.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm originally from Liverpool, but now we kind of like live in the outskirts. We actually live in Ormskirk now.
I'm originally from Ellesmere Ports of the World. We both live in Ormskirk at the minute.
So we base ourselves in Liverpool.
And you get together on a regular basis then?
We're actually a couple, get rid of him.
That explains it then, doesn't it?
Makes it easy to practice, though, doesn't it?
You never told me that, Mr. Gibbons.
Well, you know, probably doesn't think so, but, you know, makes it easy to practice.
Yeah.
No excuses not to practice.
Yeah, definitely not.
And excuses to get on each other's nerves as well.
There's a decent little scene in Ormskirk now, though, isn't there? There's a few bands up there. I went for the drink up there a little while ago now, but there's like kind of open mic stuff going on and stuff like that, which people maybe don't realise. I think we all obsessed that everything's in Liverpool city centre, especially if you spend a lot of time there. But more and more kind of in the places on the outskirts, there's stuff going on. And I know there's loads going on at Crosby and West Kirby as well. You know, what's going on there. So do keep an eye out of what might be on your doorstep and support it if you can.
So are you becoming much more, much more popular in the area?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, we're gaining a lot of traction. I mean, we did, considering we'd only been going like a year and a half, I mean, since we've been on the show last time, we did the tour in the States. So we did like New York and Philly, quite a few places out there, and gained a lot of attraction over in America, which was quite nice. And then we've come back, sort of spent some time writing, and then this year we've played some really great shows so far, haven't we? So we've got quite a few good shows coming up.
Yeah. So we've done obviously Fresh Old Festival again. We've got Liverpool Loves coming up next week.
We have.
And then we did Lymph last week as well.
Yeah.
And an after show party at the Craft Tap Room. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of shows around Liverpool.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
How did last week go? Good weekend.
Really good. We were so lucky because we were booked for the Saturday and the Saturday right. good weather.
Yeah.
Apparently on like Friday it was pretty biblical, like it pretty much like opened and downpoured. But no, we were really fortunate. We played on the bandstand, and like just out the front was just like an area of grass, and like everyone was just like chilling, like listening to the music. It was a really good vibe.
Yeah,
it's funny you say about kind of being well known locally though, because something I've always admired about Steph, and that's not to say I don't admire Lee, but I've known Steph,
I've known
Steph longer and through different bands, and something I've always admired about her is that she and now the Owls aren't kind of obsessed as other bands often are with kind of Liverpool and I think all bands in the city can think, oh, we need to be kind of the biggest here, or we need to kind of, you know, get on the stuff here, and Steph and now Owls are very kind of outward thinking really, and so, you know, which I think is good if you're the type of music that they are, because I think, you know, it's all about sometimes finding your market isn't necessarily going to be here, and they're kind of what you'd say aren't necessarily a traditional Liverpool band, you know, not that kind of really exists anymore totally, but you know, it's about your market might be in America, or it might be in Europe, it might be in Germany, we were just talking about, or in Asia or whatever, and it's about kind of, and if you're just obsessed with, you know, headlining the Zanzibar, then you're not necessarily kind of, you won't find them. So something that as I say, Steph's always done in any bands is it will go out there, and who do we think would appreciate our music, and let's kind of take it to them. And obviously the world's a smaller place now with you know, you can be producers from New Jersey online and stuff like that, and so it is kind of easier. So I think that's really cool what they do really, because I think we've all, as in musicians in the city, all been guilty of just kind of being, oh, I need to get on this show, or I need to get on this festival in here, whereas you know, these guys just kind of, you know, see the world as a small place and see who you can find out there.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
The Sound of Merseyside, of course, we've got John Gibbons in the studio, and we've got Owls, not the Owls.
No, Owls.
Owls. Now, when I was talking the big build-up earlier on, I said, we've got the Owls. It's not Owls, is it? Now, tell us how you got this name before we hear the music itself, because it's spelt O-V-V-L-S. Now, surely that's very confusing for people who want to look up owls online.
Yeah, it is. We've had many. We've had ovals, we've had ovals, we've had all kinds. I kind of wish it was more of an interesting story as to why we're called Owls, but, I mean, it was pretty basically we were jamming, writing some music, and we were like, what should we call this kind of project? We just sat around, like, in a room looking around. And I always say I saw an owl, but it wasn't an actual owl. I think it was just, like, on some artwork or something.
I think the name Owls was already taken as well.
Yeah.
The
name,
so we split the W, obviously, into two V's.
Yeah, into two V's, into a double V. But, yeah, I wish it was a more exciting explanation.
Just make one up for the future.
Then? Yeah. I'll make an acronym or something like that.
Is it harder to promote or something? Because most people do searches online, don't they, and things nowadays.
Well, people spell bands differently now for Google.
And deliberately.
Yeah, deliberately. So you look at someone like Churches, who are obviously huge, that the U spelt with a V, and so it's because... Yeah. Obviously, if you Google Churches, then you just get some lovely churches around England, whereas they want the bands to come up. So a lot of bands now are deliberately misspelling, not just because of bands have already got the names, but because, you know, if you Google OVVLS, then you'll get the band, whereas obviously if you Google Owls, then you'll get something completely different.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the day the search engine doesn't say, did you mean Owls? Of course you meant OVVLS. Yeah,
that's a great ambition, to be bigger than the Owl.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for one day.
But more famous than the owl itself. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a hoot. Right, Steph, you gave it the big build-up before. I think you can do it again. We're going to hear a piece of music. This is called Mind Leeches.
Mind Leeches it is, yeah. First airplay, single out today. So, yeah.
Here we go.
Sleep.
Owls and Mind Leeches.
Yeah.
First exclusive play on there Radio City Talks.
Now we look on.
We are honoured. Very well written.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was interesting hearing the story of the song while we were kind of listening to it as well and kind of what goes through. I wouldn't know where to start with something like that.
But when you tell me there's lighters and keys involved,
yeah.
There's a few lighter sounds in the midsection and subtle beats going on there, which is really cool to experiment with in the studio.
Yeah, I think we were just looking for to create our own sort of snippets and sound, and it was originally just a play around for you, Lee, wasn't it? And you were kind of recording just making noises with everyday objects, and then we got the sounds, and then Lee and Brian spliced them all together and kind of making beats with it and stuff, and it really worked well. So.
Yeah, slightly off-kilter beats, but they kind of repeat in a regular time.
So did you have somebody else responsible for the production side of it?
Yeah, we work quite closely with Brian Campbell from Clinic, as Lee was saying before, so he co-produces a lot of our stuff. Mm. But the sampler and the samples that we use live, we call the sampler Drum Brian, because essentially he's the third member of the band, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's normally Drum Brain, but we've just changed around to Drum
Brain.
Yeah,
Drum Brain. He loves that.
So what's on the agenda for you in terms of the coming days, this weekend even? Are you performing?
Not this weekend. So the single is out today. And then next weekend, the 6th, we've got a couple of shows. We're playing Liverpool Loves in the day, and then we're playing Studio 2 later that evening. And we're going to be exclusively... premiering the video at that show for the single, which we're quite excited. We, as we were saying earlier, we collaborate with a lot of artists, and we collaborated with a Liverpool artist called Tristan, who designs, shall we say, the star of the video. That's all I'm going to say for the time being. Mm. But that's going to premiere at the next show, which I can't wait.
Yeah, so I think his studio's in the ghetto golf in town, and he did a lot of the graffiti there and sort of planned that out. So he designed this doll for us, and that's going to be part of the video, really. So,
so you can have projections and stuff going on in studio too.
Yeah, he's VJing that night as well. So we're going to show the music video, but he's going to be VJing, so doing live visuals and stuff, sort of off the cuff. I think it's going to be a really nice show that night.
So, despite not performing this weekend, you still keep yourselves very active and busy and
getting ready for next week.
Yeah, pretty much set up for next weekend, to be honest. We're excited for those two shows to support the single release.
I feel like the gigs I put on are a bit boring now. I never have VJs and projections and secret people coming.
Good old hat.
Oh, I know, yeah. Your guide to Merseyside sport.
The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.